listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. Hundreds have gathered in the Victorian town of Ballarat in memory of three women allegedly murdered in separate incidents within just months. Signs calling for an end to violence against women held high during the march. Local Hannah Burton has told Seven it needs to stop.
It's scary. It's horrific. What are we going to be bringing up? You know, what sort of world are we bringing up our children in?
Mick Murphy, the husband of Samantha, among those in the crowd. Her body still hasn't been found. The search will continue a little later today. In some news just in, a 16-year-old has been charged with murder following a stabbing near a school in Sydney's west. An 18-year-old died yesterday afternoon, while a 19-year-old remains in a serious but stable condition. The teenage boy is due to face a children's court today. A man's been fatally stabbed and another shot by police at a home in Queensland's Gympie region. Officers say a 42-year-old threatened them with a knife before he was shot and flown to hospital in a critical condition. An investigation has been launched into the incident. Briefly overseas, the US president has warned Iran against carrying out an attack on Israel. And more than half of Aussie first home buyers in the next 3 years will receive help from family. That's according to the results of a survey by Digital Finance Analytics, also finding just 10% of property is now considered affordable for those looking to get into the market. The Dolphins will miss Hamiso Tabuai-Fido for at least 1 week after he did his hammy in last night's 28-14 loss to the Broncos. Coach Wayne Bennett says they lost their way for about 15 minutes.
9 sets, we only completed 4 in that period of time. It doesn't work for us, that stuff, and cost us 3 tries at least.
Also last night, the Storm beat the Bulldogs 16-14. And Melbourne's reclaimed its hosting rights for the first race of the Formula One season next year.